Hi, I'm Ruth Washbrook, the Scottish Screen Archive Manager. The Scottish Screen Archive holds Scotland's national film collection, spanning over a century of films reflecting Scotland and her people since the early days of film. We have many films, home movies, some of them recording people's experiences, children playing in the garden, from all over the country, from the islands, the highlands, the Orkneys, the Shetlands, to the Central Belt as well, covering amateur educational films, promotional films and documentaries. We have a wonderful collection called the Films of Scotland Collection, and that was set up by a committee from the Scotland Office of the Government back in 1938. And originally in 1938 there were 7 films made for the Empire Exhibition which recorded Scotland and various places and education, agriculture. That committee went on to make many, many more documentaries over the years, recording towns and people and places, agriculture. And they're just fascinating, and they really provide a fantastic visual insight into Scotland over the years. Film gives you something that the still image can't, which is emotions and experiencing, the emotions of somebody at a gala day or an event, both happy, sad, the struggles of industry, things like that, they are really like a rear view window in time, really. We've got many ways of accessing the films. We've got our access catalogue online, and you can view many films on there. If you can't see the film online, you can phone us up. You can pop in to the archive and view things on the premises. You can also request things to be seen at George IV Bridge. And you can hire DVDs from us as well through the post. I've got a couple of favourites. One's called Sunny Days, which is Scotland's first talkie. It's actually the first post-synchronised sound film. And it's wonderful. It's about children in Glasgow going to holiday camps for the poor children who couldn't afford holidays. And it's lovely. It's got some fantastic sound effects, which are quite amusing if you see the film. And it's just very heartwarming. It's a hugely important resource. Many historians will look at books and manuscripts, but they forget about film. And film is actually just as important a historical tool as other mediums. And I think as long as you look at film in the same way, you interrogate it, you make sure you think about who made it, why, where it was seen, ask all those questions, then, it's a very important resource. And with Curriculum for Excellence, film fits very nicely within that, using it not merely as a subject matter, but also to learn about a moving image text, how to read a moving image. And I think that's critical in today's digital age, where children receive all their information via a screen of some sort, that they'd be able to find out how those images are put together. The Scottish Screen Archive is part of the Kelvin Hall project, and we will hopefully be moving there in 2015. So that will enable us to have a much larger space for researchers to come in and have a look at the collections and to investigate the paper archives we hold as well. So a better area for us in the centre of Glasgow, in the cultural sector, opposite Kelvin Grove. So couldn't be better.